Andrew, here's one for you from Mohammed, who says, cows eat grass and drink water and produce pure, wholesome milk, which resides in the body close to the intestines. Yet the smell of cows' intestinal contents does not penetrate the milk. How does this happen?
Well, if we just move back from the question and think about what the intestines have to do. So the intestines have to get all the stuff out that grass, partially digested, into the body, but only the bits we want. So they mustn't get out all the bacteria, which could be toxic. You know, you don't want to get into your bloodstream and get septicemia. You don't want to get any toxins that are on the food. So your gut really is a very, very clever system at only transporting out what it wants. So some of that's done by osmosis, so the concentration of different molecules draws the water out. And some of it's done actively, so energy is expended to pull the food out. And of course, you then have the blood system, actually not a tiny gap before you then end up at the udder, where you make the milk. And of course, the cells there are very carefully putting the right things in that milk, not just anything they come across. So it's, if you didn't have a good barrier with your intestines, you would be getting really sick all the time. So it wouldn't just be getting your milk, it'd be getting everywhere. And actually, if we think about the milk for a while, one thing you probably don't think about is you do get infections in udders or in people in breasts, and you get mastitis. And this is a real problem for people who are breastfeeding, because you've got this milk which is very good for growing bacteria. You get these really sore infections, and it's really unpleasant for the mother. And of course, the solution today is just antibiotics. But you do have to make sure you don't get bacteria in there, because they have these horrible side effects.
And also, there are some bacteria in milk, and that's presumably why we pasteurise it, so that we don't get sick from drinking it.
Yeah, I mean, but they can come in different stages. They can come in through all the pumps and stuff like that. I mean, what you give to a baby also comes with many of the immunities from the mother as well. So it's a complicated product, milk.
And now,